Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child seems to swing between two extremes, sometimes clinging to you like they never want to let go, and other times retreating into their own world as if they want nothing to do with anyone, I see you. This can feel confusing, even worrying at times. But here's what I want you to know. What you're witnessing is not a problem. It's actually something beautiful. It's your child learning one of life's most important skills. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this. Children around ages 6 and 7 are in this remarkable developmental period where they're discovering how to balance two very important needs. The need for independence, for exploring who they are as their own person, and the need for connection, for knowing they're loved and supported. And here's the thing. Learning to balance these two needs is actually one of the hardest skills any human being ever learns. Even adults struggle with this sometimes. So when your child clings to you one moment and then pushes you away the next, they're not being difficult. They're not trying to confuse you. They're practicing. They're learning to move between these two states, between I need you close and I need to try this on my own. And that practice, that back and forth, that's exactly what healthy development looks like. Now, let me share some wonderful research that might help this make even more sense. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that school-age children thrive when they have opportunities to exercise agency and make age-appropriate choices, while simultaneously maintaining strong emotional bonds with their caregivers. Both things at once. Isn't that fascinating? And there's more. Researchers who study relational health, which is all about how our relationships support our growth, they've discovered something beautiful. They found that children's development is embedded within a complex system of relationships that must balance autonomy with connection. Dr. Cynthia Frosch and Dr. Sarah Scott Sullivan, who are experts in this field, they put it this way. A child's development is embedded within a complex system of relationships that must balance autonomy with connection. What this means for you, dear parent, is that when your child has a secure attachment relationship with you, when they know deep in their bones that you're their safe place, that actually gives them the confidence to explore independently. And then, when they need emotional support, they know they can come back to you. It's like they have this invisible thread connecting their heart to yours, and that thread lets them wander and explore, knowing they're never truly alone. The research also shows us that what might look like extreme behaviors, either clinging or isolating, these often reflect your child's attempt to navigate this developmental challenge. They're figuring out how much independence feels right, how much connection they need. And that balance, it changes day by day, sometimes hour by hour, as they grow and learn. So what can you do to support your child through this? Well, the key is providing consistent emotional support while gradually expanding opportunities for autonomous decision-making. Let me break that down into something more practical. First, validate both needs. When your child is clingy, instead of pushing them away or worrying that you're making them too dependent, offer that connection. A hug, some quality time together, reassurance that you're right here. And when they want space, when they're retreating to their room or wanting to do something on their own, honor that too. You might say something like, "I can see you want some time to yourself, and that's wonderful. I'll be right here if you need me." Second, help them understand what they're feeling. You can say things like, "It seems like right now you really need to be close to me, and that's perfectly okay." Or, "I notice you're enjoying some quiet time on your own." Both of these are important parts of who you are. When you name these experiences for them, you're helping them develop the language to understand their own needs. Third, create opportunities for both connection and independence throughout the day. Maybe you have special one-on-one time where you're fully present with them, and then you also have times where they're encouraged to play independently or work on a project by themselves. This rhythm helps them practice moving between these states in a safe, supported way. And here's something else the magic book showed me. Stories can be such a gentle helper with this. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Memory Keepers of Sky Harbor, and it's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover something magical. They learn that retired airplanes hold whispered memories of all the connections they helped create. And through this adventure, they discover that love creates invisible threads linking hearts across any distance. This story is so special because it gives children a beautiful image to hold on to. The idea that even when they're apart from the people they love, even when they're being independent and exploring on their own, those invisible threads of connection are still there. They're never truly alone. And for children who are learning to balance independence with connection, this can be so comforting. After you read this story together, you can talk with your child about their own invisible threads. You might ask, who do you think you have invisible threads connecting you to? And you can help them understand that they can explore independently. They can have their own space and their own adventures, while knowing that their special people are always connected to their heart, even when they're not physically together. The research backs this up too. Studies show that children who experience both secure emotional bonds and age-appropriate opportunities for independence, they develop better self-regulation skills and healthier relationship patterns. They learn that they can be close to people and be their own person. They don't have to choose one or the other. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's journey between clinging and isolating, between needing you desperately and wanting complete independence, this isn't a problem to fix. It's a skill to support. It's them learning to dance between connection and autonomy, and that dance, it takes time to learn. It takes practice. And it takes a patient, loving parent like you who can hold space for both needs. The consensus among child development experts is so clear on this. Supporting children through this developmental phase requires validating their need for both connection and autonomy, and recognizing that the ability to balance these needs is a skill that develops over time with patient, responsive parenting. And that's exactly what you're doing. So the next time your child clings to you, take a breath and think, they're filling up their connection tank. And the next time they retreat to their room or push you away, take a breath and think, they're practicing independence. Both are healthy. Both are normal. Both are exactly what they need to be doing right now. You're doing such a beautiful job, my wonderful friend. Your child is learning to balance one of life's most important skills, and they're learning it with you by their side. The Magic Book and I, we're always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. With love and starlight, Inara.